The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 18th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, not one of those bogus, nonsense, concocted editions based on mental speculation. Chapter number 9, text number 14. The most confidential knowledge. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Yatantascha Dridhavrata. Namashantascha Mang Bhaktya. Nitya Yukta Upasate. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the Savior of the Fallen Souls. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. Shishi Gornitai Jagannath Baladev Subhadrasat Bhuja Ki Jai. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And that is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service guided by an expert spiritual master. and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari. In any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha
So, the purpose of this movement is to train Mahatmas. Whereas the mother, sit with the mother. She's the mother, you keep your daughter doing, so he can translate nicely. This is a Mahatma training school. If you would like to be a Mahatma, then you have come to the right place. Our program is to train you how to become Mahatmas. As described in this verse. Satatam kirtayanto mam yadantashta dridavrata namashantashta mang bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. The Mahatma is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. He endeavors with great determination. He is always bowing down before Krishna. And he perpetually worships Krishna with devotion. Some of you newcomers, you may ask, oh, I've never heard of this Mahatma. So, you maybe have heard of Mahatma Gandhi, but he wasn't actually a Mahatma, you see. He was a politician. You may think, oh, he wants me to be a Mahatma. That means I have to go on a hunger strike to drive away the politician. No, that is not Mahatma. Mahatma one is one who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, as described here by Srila Prabhupada, there is a wonderful thing being offered. And that is a ticket that gets one admitted into the spiritual world. Sometimes I notice that in the class people play, not only children but adults also, they want to play with something with their hand. But if we can play with the philosophy with our mind, that's much more enjoyable. We all have a tendency you want to play with something. So just try to absorb your mind in hearing very nicely the philosophy, and you can play on the philosophical level, you see. And then you will forget about playing with, you know, something in your hand. It's higher level playing, you see. Everyone wants to play with something. So why don't you play with Krishna? Krishna is ready and willing. He wants to play with you. But you have to qualify yourself to become his playmate by becoming Mahatma. By following the rules and regulations given by the great acharyas, you will get ticket into becoming an associate of the Lord in the transcendental kingdom. Someone may ask, what is the benefit of this transcendental kingdom? The benefits are very great. In the world we live in now, you have to get sick. You have to get old. And you have to die, whether you like it or not. The material nature is killing you. With every breath, we move one step closer to death. You cannot avoid it. So is that a very happy thing? Death? Would you like to die? If someone said, well, you can die right now, we'll kill you, will you volunteer? Would you volunteer, Kripa Siddha, to die right now? That's right. No one wants to die. That's right. So death is an unwanted thing. But yet death is forced upon us by the laws of the material nature. So what does that mean? It means we're in the wrong department. Just like you go to the department store to buy some shoes, you see. And you're wandering around, you're wondering, why none of these shoes look right? Finally the salesman says, well, this is the ladies' department. Or a lady could be wandering and they say, oh, this is the men's department, you know. You're in the wrong department to get the proper shoes for your feet, you see. So similarly, we are in the wrong department. This material world is the wrong department. Within God's department store. Somehow we wandered into the, you understand, Kripa Siddha? Somehow we wandered into the wrong department. We got disoriented, you see. We're in a really screwy, messed up world. Where everything is going helter-skelter. So, get out of this helter-skelter department. Come to that department where you actually belong. Where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Become a Mahatma. As Prabhupada points out, it doesn't matter if you're a sannyasi, a brahmachari, a householder, whatever you may be. If you will follow this system here, it's described here, you live a devotional life guided by an expert spiritual master. And then you can become Mahatma. In other words, you require to have a spiritual master. Everyone requires to have a master. You may say, what? I am my own master. So, we have seen in India there are two types of dogs. Prabhupada has given this example. Prabhu, why don't you come up here? We would like make a little space. Prabhu, you move that side a little bit, then he can sit right here. Yeah. Very good. So Prabhupada has given an example I have told many times here in Sofia about two types of dogs in India, you see. How many of you have been to India? One, two, three, four. Four of us have been. So in India, of course, here in the Western countries, the dogs generally they have masters, you see. They're usually stout and strong and jolly and fatty. But in India, there are many, many street dogs who have no masters. And they are pitiful sights to see. It's horrible to see how miserable these little creatures are. They fight with the other dogs, so they have wounds all over their bodies. They have a skin disease called mange, where all their hair falls off. And they don't get enough to eat, so they're just very thin little skeletons. It's horrible to see them. And every time they try to come, they try to approach people to get food, and people throw rocks at them to chase them away. It's horrible. So that is a dog without a master, anatta. And then there's sanatta with master, and that's the dogs we see on Juhu Beach, where all the wealthy people walk, take their morning walk. In Bombay, you see. All the big hotels are there. Our ISKCON temple is there also, Juhu Temple. And there the dogs are stout and strong, like the ones in America. Big, fatty, jolly, well-fed, happy dogs with their masters, you see. So, just as dog with master is very nicely situated, without master is not very nicely situated, Prabhupada gives the example that we require master, guru. If we have master, as described here by Prabhupada, guided by an expert spiritual master, then he can perform this devotional service and actually become Mahatma. So if you want to be Mahatma, you require guru. The spiritual master will train you how to become Mahatma. And the opposite of Mahatma is Duratma. See, Mahatma is great soul. And Duratma is bad soul. So, you have your choice. Do you want to be Mahatma or Duratma? Duratma, he stays in the cycle of birth and death. Mahatma, he goes back to home, back to Godhead. So by following the pathway of the great Mahatmas, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, then you become a great Mahatma in due course. You can't say, well, not me. I mean, I'm totally disqualified. I have no good education. I have so many bad habits. I've committed so many sinful activities. Certainly, I'm not qualified to become a Mahatma. But actually, the more you feel unqualified, that is your qualification. If you think, oh, I am very qualified to become a Mahatma, that is your disqualification. So in this way, just try to understand how to qualify yourself to become Mahatma. Do you understand these points? Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. Okay, very good. So, there's no, even this young boy, Kripasiddha, I want to train him also to be Mahatma. There's no such thing as too young, you see. We want that all of you in this room tonight, you can all become Mahatmas. And great souls who are qualified to go back to the spiritual world. And attract many other people and train many other people to do the same thing. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Narada Muni?
Why is it that sometimes the mind says, okay, Mahatma, but not big Mahatma, maybe small Mahatma? Why?
And that's good. Small Mahatma is good. And small, the more you think small, the more you become great. It's good to think small. Let me become the servant of 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 the Mahatmas. That is the right meaning. How did Narada Muni become the great liberated spaceman? He took the Mahaprasad of the Bhaktivedantas in the forest. So the more you feel that you're disqualified, and just try to get the Mahaprasad of the great sages. That will qualify you to actually become liberated. Any other questions? Yes.
Инструкциите, които получаваме от Бхагавад Гита и от шастрите, от духовния учител, те са възможно да стават по милостта на Бог Баларам. Бог Нитинанда, духовният учител всъщност, той е представител на Бог Баларам, Бог Нитинанда, как да станем квалифицирани, за да получим тази милост. Ще не може да реализираме тези инструкции, които има случай.
The instructions that we get from the Shastra and the spiritual master are actually the mercy of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda, and the spiritual
yes.
master is also representative. The spiritual master is also representative of Lord Balaram.
That's right.
And how to become qualified to receive this mercy, otherwise we are not able to realize this.
Just follow the instruction, that's all. Sometimes people say, oh Gurudev, give me your mercy. Then I can advance in Krishna consciousness. So So the spiritual master, he has already given his mercy. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. And chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day on japa mala beads. And train yourself to avoid the 10 offenses. In those instructions, there is unlimited mercy and unlimited potency. Those instructions contain unlimited oceans and oceans and oceans and oceans of mercy to save you. You simply have to follow them, that's all. The children should be with their parents, not wandering around. This is not a romper room. Please put your children on your laps. All the mothers, put your children on your laps. This is not a romper room. The children should be trained to sit and hear the philosophy. If the parents will hear and train the children also to hear, these children will become great mahatmas before they're even 6 or 7 years old. If they sit and hear very nicely. So they shouldn't be wandering. They should be sitting with their mothers on their lap, not just wandering around like this one loose right now. Send her back to her mother. Back to home, back to mother. Yeah, very good. Keep her on your lap. And this one also, keep her on your lap. So they can just focus on hearing the lecture. We think, oh, they're too young to hear. But no. If the children are trained to hear, they'll become very advanced in Krishna consciousness by hearing these lectures. They will become very advanced very quickly. They're just taught to hear and not do the romper room thing. So maybe a little austerity for the child to sit. It's like a little austerity for Kripa Siddha. We have him sit here and not play with anything. It's a little bit of an austerity for him, but it will pay off, you see. He will advance very quickly. I had him come all the way to the front just so he could focus on hearing. He's actually a very good boy. He asks very nice questions. That's why I want to help him to advance very nicely and become a great Mahatma very quickly. So any other questions? Yes.
We know that can we learn by joy in Krishna consciousness? Learn through joy.
Through joy?
Instead of learn through suffering. I mean...
Yes, either way. A devotee can translate for everyone. The expert devotee learns how to advance in either way, through joyous events and through miserable events. He uses both of them to his advantage. He doesn't think, no, I can only learn from joyous events, not from miserable events. Nor does he think I can only enjoy from, learn from miserable events. I cannot enjoy from, advance from joyful events. Just like an electrician, he can use the same electrical energy for heating or for cooling. So a devotee, he gets spiritual energy from the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. By seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. by seeing the merciful hand of Krishna at every step. He becomes enlivened when things are bad. Because it gives him an opportunity to intensify his shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. And he becomes enlivened when things are good, because it gives him energy to become more enthusiastic for his service. In either case, he advances, just like I've given the example many times of the businessman. It doesn't matter if the market is up or it's down, his business is moving forward. When the prices go down, he buys. And when the prices go up, he sells. You see? So a devotee uses everything to his advantage. The other example is a sailboat. The sailboat can go with the wind. It can go with the wind. The wind is coming this way, the sailboat can go with it. A sailboat can also sail into the wind. Did you know that? It can, through the using the proper arrangement of the sails, it can actually sail into the wind. I looked it up on Google one time. I had heard it, I didn't understand, but I looked it up and it explains it. Just go to Google and type in sailing into the wind and you'll read it. All it's described in full detail how it's done. So a devotee, when joyous events is like sailing with the wind, it's blowing you along. You see. And miserable events are like sailing into the wind. But either way, the devotee can advance. When the breezes are favorable and when they are unfavorable, he can advance in either case. Therefore, for the devotee, there is no such thing as an unfavorable situation. There is no such thing as a miserable situation for someone who is advanced in Krishna consciousness. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mataji? That's a nice point. Vishnupriya Maharaj has made the point. If it was only joyous here, we wouldn't even want to get out of here. We think, oh, this is very nice. Whatever I want, I get. That's why the rich people, it's stated in the Bible, it's more difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than an elephant to pass through the eye of a needle. And Krishna says, Bhagaishvarya prasaktanam taya prahitta chetasam visayat makabudur samadhao na vidyate. Krishna says. Translation is, in the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination to devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita, text number 44. So, this is a very nice point that Vishnupriya Maharaji has made. Thank you for that point. Any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned that one does not need any qualification to practice Krishna consciousness, but also we know that in the Vedic times, only the highest class of people were engaged in Krishna consciousness, the Brahmanas. You mentioned that one does not need qualification to practice Krishna consciousness, but we know that in Vedic times, only the highest class was engaged in this process.
That's right. So, translated.
Гуртеска мена, че не е нужно никаква квалификация за човек да изпълнява Кришна съзнание, но в ведически времена знаем, че само браманите, най-висшите класи са се занимавали с Кришна съзнание.
Yes, it is stated that unless one is a Brahman, he is not qualified to touch the Vedas.
Да, казва се, че освен ако човек не е Брамана, той не е квалифициран да преподава Ведите.
Just like if you want to go to law school, you must first have a bachelor's degree. You cannot walk into the law school and say, I want to study to be a lawyer. They say, where is your bachelor's degree? We only take bachelor's degree graduates here. So, but Prabhupada told us to distribute these books to everybody. So is Prabhupada contradicting the Vedic principle? No, he's not. And there is precedence for this also. There was one time a young boy. He went to the guru. He wanted to become a disciple. In the guru, he would only take Brahmin boys as disciples, only Brahmins. So the guru said, okay, well, what is your caste? And he said, well, I don't know, let me go ask my mother. So he went to his mother and she said, my dear boy, I don't know how to tell you, but I was a prostitute. I was enjoyed by many men. I don't know who your father was, so I have no idea what is your caste. So he went back to the guru and said, I don't know what my caste is because my mother was a prostitute and she was enjoyed by so many men. He said, oh, then you were Brahman. You were honest. So he immediately accepted him as disciple. Yes. So, if you can honestly say, yes, I am suffering in this material world, and I want to become relieved from this suffering, then you are qualified to take to this pathway. Your honesty is your qualification. But even if they are not willing to honestly admit that they are suffering in this material world, Lord Chaitanya is so magnanimous that he causelessly bestows his grace upon them in the form of chanting, dancing, and feasting. Just like tomorrow he will manifest his, and Saturday he will manifest his mercy in Sliven with the Rath Yatra festival, you see. Even they think, I'm enjoying like everything here in Bulgaria. Of course, as we explained this morning, that's a bunch of bull, you know, Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can experience a wonderful, joyous Nama Sankirtan festival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting, dancing, and feasting, then they will get the seed of Krishna Bhakti planted in their heart. So, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, even the most fallen, degraded, wretched Jagai Madais, they can become pure devotees of Krishna. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brothers, just worship this divine brothers, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Next question.
You mentioned about Mahatma and Duratma, and you said that Duratma is a bad soul. But how actually the soul can be bad when it is part and parcel of the Lord?
But what? How can?
How can the soul be bad if it's part and parcel of the Lord?
So one could argue there's no such thing as Duratma, because actually everyone's pure devotee. Dharatma is, someone can say, Dharatma is just a figment of the imagination. There's no such thing as Dharatma. In one sense, it's actually true. But they are dreaming Dharatma. Therefore, they are Dharatma. Actually, everyone is pure devotee. Everyone is liberated soul throughout the whole existence. But some of them are dreaming, not so. We simply have to wake them up. Why do you think if everyone wakes up, they are Mahatma in their awakened state? Dharatma is the sleeping state, that's so. There actually isn't, it's simply a dream state that I am the Lord of all I survey, you see. What is that verse? Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahara nishvaram apaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation and no God in control. They say it has no cause other than lust and is born of sex desire. You see? This is the mood of Duratma. That is 16:7 or 8. 16:8, I think.
Братните казват, че този свят не е реален, че няма основание, че няма Бог, който контролира. Те казват, че светът е създаден от сексуалното желание, че той няма друга причина, освен похотта.
So that is the mood of Duratman. But it is dream state. If we wake them up, just like Jagai Madai, they became great pure devotees. So first we have to wake ourselves up, you see. If you're still asleep, how you can wake anybody else up? So Lord Chaitanya is calling. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Goda chandra bole, Kota nidra jao maya, Pisachira kole. Lord Chaitanya is calling, wake up, you sleeping souls. Why are you sleeping in the lap of the witch known as Maya? Wake up. So I accept your argument and they're all Mahatma, actually. When the Mahatma goes into the sleeping state, he is Duratma.
That's it.
Therefore, we minimize sleep as much as possible. You see? Not that we have 24 hours, we sleep for 36 hours. Prabhupada joked one time. Out of 24 hours, they are sleeping 36 hours. He said, "Is that is not Goswami?" Next question. You have any Kripa Siddha? You have no questions tonight. You always have such nice questions.
Could you explain this verse, the 434?
Explain what?
He just quoted 434. That Vidhi Pranipatena.
That Vidhi Pranipatena. Explain 434? That's why I had you sit close. The verse says, just try to approach the spiritual master. You see? That's why I ask you to inquire. Inquire from him submissively. You see? And render service. That means obey the instructions. It's like I'm telling you not to play with them. That's serving, you see. The guru gives an instruction. You serve his orders. I brought you close. I've had you inquire and I've instructed you. I've given you instructions. By doing those three things, then you are following that verse. Tadvadi pranipatena pariprasnena seviya. And what will be the result? That's explained in the second half of the verse. These great souls can, but how does it say? Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service. And the great souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So by following the order of the Guru, by coming close to Guru, by inquiring from Guru, they will reveal all Vedic knowledge to you. You become an enlightened boy, like Prahlad. Or Narad, when he was a young boy. You become enlightened, fully enlightened boy. You see. So that is the meaning of 434. That's why I forced you to approach the spiritual master by dragging you. So you would get this opportunity to have the truth revealed to you. Any other questions? Yes? Naradi?
You mentioned that the politicians nowadays are not actually Mahatmas. And her question is, what to do when these regular elections come up? We are usually not voting.
Well, some devotees can run for office. Why don't have our men run this country? Why let the rascals run the country, the Duratmans? Why not some Mahatmas run the country? If we keep trying, someday we'll start winning elections, you know. Yeah. President of what?
President of a country.
Of a country? Well, if it was Bulgaria, I'd have to learn Bulgarian language. But but in the U.S., if I was president of the U.S., the first thing I would do was I would, if I got elected, the first thing I'd do was bow down at Prabhupada's lotus feet and beg for his mercy. That's the first thing I would do. Because on my own, I would just make a mess of everything. I know that. And I would get all my god. I would call my senior god, all my god brothers, in to be my advisors. We make form a cabinet of all of the senior ISKCON devotees. You see. So taking the, acting with their conjoined opinion, you see, getting their input, and I can run the country with the input from many, many senior godbrothers. Like I have godbrothers right now that I have great trust in their vision, like Rabindra Sarup Prabhu, for example. I have godbrothers that I very much respect their deep philosophical vision and practical, and their practicality also. So I would, those godbrothers that, you know, for I would appoint them as my cabinet, the godbrothers that I feel the most strength from in terms of their vision of how to implement a Vedic society on this planet. And that's what I would do. And then together as a team, we could manage the U.S., yeah. And of course, the First Lady would be there. Yeah, but actually the Prabhupada said we are not, I would rather be in a position that the president, my disciple should be the president. You see, let me just remain as guru. Let one of my disciples be president. I prefer, that would be better. Because that is a more powerful position than president. You see, the Vedic culture, the real power is in the hand of the Brahmins, not in the Kshatriya. So better one of my disciples should be president and let me remain as a Brahmana. Any other question? Yes.
Много малко хора знаят фактически какво е значението на името България. Той ми каза, че това, което е, когато той преповядва се срещу с такива, които са дърнали, се казва, че името България произлиза от Бог, а пък Това е харния Бог или добрия Бог, а пък българин е този, който има духовен учител и следва инструкцията на духовния си учител. Това така как да го разбираме, дали е истина, дали не е истина, или може ли това да го използваме при проповядване?
He has heard that in the name Bulgaria, in our country, Bulgarian, it comes from Lord Hari, actually.
Which word?
Bulgaria.
What is the word it comes from?
From Lord Hari.
Lord Hari.
Yeah,
oh, very nice.
Bulhari.
And the Bulgarian is someone who has a spiritual master and who is spiritually inclined. So is this true, and can we use it in when we are preaching to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Any other question? Yes.
No. I know from this one book, Karamdara Vilasa, about Vishnujana Swami.
Mm-hmm.
He was personally authorized by Srila Prabhupada to write songs, and even Prabhupada taught him how to play harmonium. So I was wondering, is this like, can we also compose songs for Krishna, or is it just free?
Are you talking about you're talking about in what language? In Bulgarian language? Or just writing melodies for writing melodies for the Vaishnava songs? Yeah, that can be done. Prabhupada, that can be done. You can take the songs of Narottama and Bhaktivinoda, and you can sing them in a nice tune that attracts the people of Bulgaria. That's very nice. Vishnu Dhammaraj did that a lot. Prabhupada was pleased. That was never just the only Vishnu Dhammaraj could do that. Many of the kirtans that we sang, devotees just made those up, you know. You have to be, you know. But we should make them. Well, it depends. It's something you're singing out on the street that'll attract the people. If you can make a nice melody, it'll attract the people. It's very good. Prabhupada said that you can sing Hare Krishna in the melody of your country. Not that you have to stick to certain melodies only from India. In Mexico, Prabhupada is very pleased. They have the guitars there going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada liked their kirtans in Mexico. You know, they're playing Mexican-style guitars and everything.
Huh? In the public, but in the temple, he had certain melodies like
Mangal. Oh, there's no... Well, for Mangal Arati, the morning program, the morning melody should be sung. Prabhupada was very strict about the morning melody for Mangal Arati. Samsaradava nalalila loka. Prabhupada wanted, for Mangal Arati, that melody should be there. In our standard, we have standard melodies. Of course, devotees have introduced different tunes, like Rishinga prayers. But sometimes devotees make modifications, and all those things have caught on because they're nice. But Mangal Arati itself should be the morning melody. But as for just for kirtans and bhajans, yeah, you can make nice melodies. There's so many. You can make nice melodies, yes. Do it with love.
If I actually made one melody, that's what I was wondering why it is. But actually, I made one melody, and so that is why I was
there. Ah. Yeah, but that's all right. Any other question? Yeah.
We are practically everybody in this material. It's like a duratma, trying to enjoy their senses. So when we come to try to become a mahatma, is there a chance of trying to become a Mahatma, is there a chance of falling again into that situation of Dulatma?
So Mataji is asked, you can repeat now in Bulgarian. The answer is theoretically yes, but practically no. There's always a theoretically yes, one could fall down again. But Prabhupada says there's no chance of falling. He also says there's no chance of falling again. See, Prabhupada said both things. So how do you balance those two statements of Prabhupada?
While trying to become
a... Oh, while trying. Oh, okay, that's another thing. All right. Yes, one can slip along the pathway. We see many examples of persons who slipped and fell. Look at Ajamya. Someone may take initiation vows and they slip and they start violating the principles.
Yeah.
So one has to be very careful. It's like we in shaving you with a straight edge razor. One slip and you immediately there can be a big cut. So for those who have taken initiation, they must be very strict. Otherwise, they will force their spiritual master to suffer. Sometimes the guru can have very bad dreams. You see. The other night in Texas I had a horrible dream. I don't know what I was dreaming, but it was like I was being attacked by these demons, and it was so bad I yelled out loud, very loudly. And Mataji woke up wondering what was going on. So my disciples had to be very careful to strictly follow the rules and regulations. Otherwise, they can force their spiritual master to suffer in different ways. Any other questions? Yes?
All the four regular principles have equal force, or we can grade them, one of them is more.
I don't ever recall Prabhupada translate. Oh, sorry, I already heard the translation. I don't recall Prabhupada ever rating them. I can say this though, that according to different individuals, one could be, for one person, one could be more deadly than another person. Just like, say, let's say an alcoholic who becomes a devotee, you see. His body has an addiction for alcohol. If he takes even one drink, it can be completely ruin him for his whole life. One drink can ruin him, you see. So it can vary from individual to individual. So I would say that it depends on the individual situation. So it's not so important which one is the worst. The thing is, you have to avoid all of them and then you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what one has to do, avoid all of them. Any other questions?
Обаче на това място съм чувала такова изказване, че например, ако някой е чист предан обаден, обаче пък някой от тия поколения въобще няма никакво нищо представа за Кришна съзнание, как той ще стане предан обаден? Това е друг ният въпрос.
Ако някой няма представа, сравнително как ще стане
предан обаден? Така беше формулирано, как дядо Иван, който няма никакво представа за Кришна съзнание, ще сподели опита.
Okay. She has heard that if one becomes a devotee, pure devotee, then generations of his relatives they're becoming also. They share the benefit.
Yeah.
So but she's asking how is it possible that someone who has no idea of devotional service to become a devotee?
Yes, it's amazing how it would happen. It's stated in several places in Srila Prabhupada's books. But then if you think about it, well, I wonder how it actually works, and it becomes very hard to comprehend how it would actually happen. We know it happens, but we don't really know how it happened. Does it happen? The question is, does it happen immediately, as soon as you go back to Godhead? It happened, but the one example we see is Suniti. She was not a devotee. But she was intelligent. She advised her son Dhruva to go to the forest because that's how she would find how he would find Vishnu. He followed her advice and he met Vishnu face to face, Vishnigarbha. Because of the advice of his mother, he was going back to Godhead. And as he was going, he was thinking, oh, my mother, it's because of my mother I was advised to go to the forest. Because of my mother's advice, now I am going home. I cannot go back without my mother. And then he looked and there was another Vaikuntha airplane. The mother was also going back at the same time he was going, you see. So just think, I think in my own family life, how my mother, she would clean the house, and in the afternoon she would sit down with the piano and sing songs glorifying God. When she had free time, she would glorify God. She would sing the glories of God. And then I think of my grandmother, who was always preaching God consciousness. She was a missionary in her own way. She was always preaching. Even though she was not a devotee in the sense that, they both, my mother and my grandmother, they were eating meat and, they didn't know all the regulated principles that one has to follow to become pure. But I can easily imagine that and that wonderful day comes, when I go back to God, I will see my mother and grandmother also coming because of the teaching they gave me.
Аз лесно мога да си представя един ден, когато се връщам при Бога, как моята майка и баба също ще се върнат за това.
It's like Suniti. She was not devotee. But she got delivered along with Dhruva. Same time. Side by side. Going back to home together. It depends on your purity. Also. Of course. If you're qualified to go back to Godhead, that means you're completely pure. So when you go back, you're fully qualified in pure, perfect purity. But in Dhruva's case, he was desiring that his mother go. And we know that Krishna fulfills the desires of his pure devotees, whatever it may be, you see. So, these are some of the things we can learn from Scripture. How, that's the only example I know in Prabhupada's books of someone's relative who got to go back even when they weren't described as being a devotee. It's the only example that I can refer to. So do you have some relatives that you would like to deliver? Very good. So you become a pure devotee, you see. Qualify yourself for back to home, back to Godhead. And then Krishna will fulfill your desire that they also can go. Okay, so we'll stop here. Is there any prasad for distribution? Yes, it is coming now. Madhadamadhar Mahaprasad. So we thank you very much. Granta Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.